In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity. Amen. If there is one common theme that sums up the seasons of Christmas and Epiphany, it's this: God wants to be known. God is not stoically standing off in the distance watching how things will unfold, but is eagerly trying to get our attention, desiring to become deeply involved with our lives. A spiritual director once asked me, "How do you think God sees you?" Take that question and put it in your pocket and take it home with you and think about it this week. I return to that question often. I also would add the question, do you believe that God sees you? For a range of reasons, this can be hard to believe. Our images of God get shaped by a range of experiences, some of which may have caused us to wonder where God is. And sometimes God can seem remote in the midst of the struggles of our world and the struggles of our hearts. Christmas and Epiphany give us frames to understand how God sees us and calls to us. We are pointed to the hope that God is eager to draw near to us. And God is not satisfied simply to know us. God also wants to be known by us. God wants to draw us and gather us from north and south, east and west, and to say to us, "Do not fear, I am with you." And in Jesus' incarnation, his birth into this world, God's revelation takes on entirely new proportions. Today is the 12th day of Christmas, and tomorrow is the Feast of the Epiphany, one of the most ancient of holy days in the church. It's second in age only to Easter, but it often gets lost in the post-Christmas shuffle. The word Epiphany literally means a manifestation or revelation of the divine. So one of the oldest traditions then of the universal church is to celebrate that God speaks to our world in creative, outlandish, passionate ways, because God never ever gives up on us. And this is very good news. In the Western church, the celebration of Epiphany revolves around the arrival of the wise men who came from the east to worship Jesus as king. If you look down at the creche here, you can see that some of them have arrived and that there's one still kind of almost here because Epiphany is tomorrow. So take a look. The three magi were the first non-Jewish people to come and worship Jesus. In today's gospel, we hear the story of their journey. The wise men were most likely Persian, and they may have belonged to a priestly group of Eastern astrologers. The Hebrew scriptures really don't speak very fondly of astrologers, and the audience of Matthew's gospel would have shifted uncomfortably in their seats at the thought that pagan astrologers were an important part of the story of Jesus' birth. But the wise men's journey of discernment is an epiphany about how God relates to the world in and of itself. It reminds us that Jesus' coming is for all peoples, Jew and Gentile alike, and that the good news of Christ's birth extends to those whom we would not expect. It continues to be at the heart of Christ's mission to convey love and salvation to the entire world. God desires to be known to these astrologers, and God speaks to them in a language that they understand. God shows them a star. God knows these wise men and desires to draw them near, and so God appeals to their formation as people who scan the skies, watch for signs, take them seriously, and respond to something new happening in the world. The wise men are people who have been trained to listen to nature, and God capitalizes on this capacity. Jesus' incarnation amplifies a quality of God's character that has always been true. God desires to reach out to the world using the grammar of our spirits and the syntax of our souls. The revelation of God invites our curiosity and calls us to discern and journey and continue to listen to God's voice. The wise men have to discern what the revelation of the star means. Upon seeing the star, which in the ancient world was often associated with the birth of a monarch, they set out for Jerusalem, the center of power, because of course that's where the new king would be found, right? But no, the Messiah is not there but in Bethlehem. Herod is not even aware of Jesus' birth, and they, these three wise men, are the unwitting messengers of a perceived political threat. Ultimately, during their journey, they discern that they shouldn't return to Herod at all. The wise men didn't know any of this when they set out. They simply followed the star with the limited understanding that they had. And their journey with God dismantled and transformed their assumptions about power and about where God's love and presence is most readily found. Every Christmas is an invitation for Jesus to be born afresh in our own lives. And every Epiphany is an invitation for us to learn from the wise men's journey to Christ's presence. At one or many junctures in our own experience, we may have encountered the revelation of Jesus, maybe through the love of another person, maybe through something we've read, maybe through ways that God has uniquely and unmistakably spoken to us. Those revelations are like the star, sending us out on a journey towards Jesus that has twists and turns. When our expectations about where and how we may find God get frustrated, it can be disheartening and even frightening. The wise men's journey offers us encouragement that we are not alone in this experience. We are challenged to keep on journeying and to allow God to reshape our assumptions as part of that journey. In prayer, in scripture, in the seeking, in the struggling, in the doubting, God speaks and reveals things to us in our ordinary lives just as they are. We need to be on the lookout and be expectant for the ways that God continually reaches out to us, stirring up our curiosity, asking us to step through our fears to discover something new about God. Celebrating Jesus' birth into the world is truly an audacious and hopeful act of trust. It always has been. We enter a story in which we play a part. As we listen for God's revelation in our own lives, we also incarnate it afresh in the distinctiveness of our own journeys, joys, and yes, even our doubts. Jesus' birth is a definitive revelation of God that can shake our lives up in the best of ways if we let it. Like the wise men, we journey through the unknown. But the star of Christ's revelation invites us to let go of cynicism, to embrace Christ's renewal, to let go of despair, to receive Christ's hope, and to let go of hatred, to trust Christ's love. And as we do this, we become part of the story of embodying Christ's incarnation, becoming living icons that point to the God who wants to be known and who never, ever gives up on us.